Sure. I had a shaila yesterday from an onen. An onen is someone from the time they lost one of the seven relatives. They lost one of their loved ones, and it was before the burial. And the din min haTorah has to do with karbanos. Ma'aser sheni l'chal tibonim mimeni. But midrabanan is the din of petor mitzvahs, exemption from mitzvahs. So the shaila was, it was Friday afternoon, and the funeral wasn't going to happen until Sunday. So he wanted to know, someone told him that he should daven mincha a little later than usual, which is pretty hard since he says he davens right before Shkia as is, but he should daven a couple minutes later than he usually does, and it's okay for him to daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. So he wanted to know if that was correct. Is there a shita like that? Because Pashtus, if you're an onen, so you're an onen until Shabbos, and therefore you should be putter from mincha, and perhaps, depending on the machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, not only putter, but out covered ameis, maybe it's even a problem to daven. So this we'll discuss that shaila. But before we get to the specific question of davening mincha and erev Shabbos, we need some background info. So what is this basis? How does it work? The Beis Yosef brings it down. Others, how could it be if min haTorah and mincha happens to be a mitzvah midrabanan? But even mitzvahs min haTorah, let's assume Havdalah or Tefillin, any other mitzvahs that a person has to do, an onen is exempt from. So that's a Petor mitzvah is only a din d'rabbanan. So how could the rabbis uproot a mitzvah min haTorah? That's the Gemara in Yevamos, Yesh Koach v'yad chachamim la'akor dvar Torah b'shei v'ataseh. That there's a power among the Chachamim that have to uproot a mitzvah by telling you not to do. They can't tell you to violate a kum va'aseh. There is an opinion like that in the Gemara. We paskin b'shei v'altaseh. In other words, they can't tell you if you're having a Mac attack, they can't tell you to go to McDonald's. That's b'kum va'aseh. If they can merely tell you not to perform, so don't put on tefillin, that is only b'shei v'altaseh. So there's a concept of Yesh Koach b'yach Chachamim l'akor dvar Torah b'shei v'altaseh. However, as the Bach and other Achronim the Taz point out, there are different limitations to this principle. In other words, how much power do the Chachamim have? So number one is, they can only tell you not to do something if it's not mefurish b'kra. In other words, it's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah shachol yos b'Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. So the halacha is that the Gzeira d'Rava, the rabbis tell us, no shofar today. So how could they tell you no shofar? Yesh koach b'yach hakamim l'akor dvar Torah b'yashay v'yaltaseh. So I think the Bach, some Achronim ask, okay, so we know we have a principle on Shabbos and Yontif not to play a musical instrument. Gzeir Hashem Yisak and Klishir. You might come to fix the musical instrument. So the question is, how can we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? The rabbi should say, no shofar, we're afraid you might come to fix it. Number one is, perhaps you can't fix the shofar, or maybe it's not a musical instrument, but assuming it is, so what is the answer? So that's what the Achronim answer. The last I checked, every Rosh Hashanah always falls out on Yontif. So if we said no shofar on Yontif, will be oker mitzvah min haTorah of shofar. Well, gamrei will be oker the mitzvah completely, and not the rabbis can't do it. The rabbis only do it temporarily for a certain time period. So if it's mefurish v'kra, they can't tell you not to do it. Similarly, you find it's a famous Taz regarding Macholas Hasuras. In general, even though by Nisa Basa V'cholav, There's an issur of cooking it, eating it, and getting hanas. You can't be in the business. You can't sell basar v'chala products, you're getting hanas. However, it's a separate exemption of chaylev, a certain fat. The Torah says that that you can get benefit from. You can be in the business. So the Chachamah can't tell you no because it's the Feiris is Mefurish in the Torah. Or for instance, as we mentioned, Gzeira Derava, we say there's no shofar on Shabbos, there's no lulav on the first day of Yantif, no Dalad Minim and Mopurim on Shabbos, that's Heimamru Veheimamru. It's only a Dindra button perhaps. So the question is, why don't we apply the Klal of Gzeira Derava by Mila? So there are many answers. But one answer given is that we can't, since the Taz right, it says Uva Yom HaShmini, and the Gemara learns Afil V'Shabbos, and the Taz learns Yud Gimel Midos, is considered Mefurish V'Kra. So therefore, since it's Mefurish V'Kra, that we have Mila on Shabbos, so the rabbis can't come along and say no Mila on Shabbos. So we see the principle is limited if it's not Mefurish V'Kra. So as long as I'm Mefurish V'Kra, the Chachamim, so by an Onain, and we pass an Aktosvis that Kvodo Shameis, it's even usher to do. So the question is, how far does that extension go? Because on one hand, because the Yerushalmi talks about until you give it over and they carry it on their shoulders. Once that point reaches, so then you become Chayiv in Mitzvah. So in fact, the Chachmas Adam quotes this, and other is a minority view, but the Zama Akronim say, the Bizman HaZeh, that we have a Chevra Kadisha. We don't even touch the body. The body goes right to them, and they take care of everything. So the whole exemption of an Oni Pater Min HaMitzvahs doesn't apply today, because we're not being Oseg B'meis, and therefore we're Chayiv HaMitzvahs. The No Debuta says, and that seems to be our opinion, we reject this opinion, and we still assume an Onin is Chayev and Mitzvahs. So why do we reject it? Because the Dode Bu says that's only someone, the Yerushalmi is talking about the case where the people were involved in the mace, and they're taking it up until, let's say, the end of the city, Shara'ir, was too dangerous or difficult for people to go. Then they were finished now, they were going to go home now and sit Shiva. So then, once you finish that, you no longer put them in a mitzvah. But in our case, you're still involved with the maze. You're getting ready. Who do you have to put an announcement in the paper? You have to write the obituary. You have to write the hesped. You have to tell people. You're constantly being turred by maze. And therefore, the exemption still applies. And that's how we assume. We assume that, like the Noda B'Yehuda. However, there's a very interesting psak in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and it's very nogea because today, with flights, in fact, the Torah talks about it, Parshas Vayechi, that Yaakov asked Yosef to be buried in Eretz Israel. Take me out of Mitzrayim, I'll not take rain of Mitzrayim, get me into Israel. And that's a discussion. Bizman HaZeh, and not only Bizman HaZeh, is this a practice for everybody? Some say it's just for the Gedolei Yisrael, or just for Tzadikim. Why do you bring a Tameh Meis body there? Why do you bring Tumah to Eretz Yisrael? I say, no, it's for everybody. So either way, different Minhagim. So the many today will have the custom of, even if they lived in Chutz La'aretz, to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So they obviously, to get there to Israel, you have to go by plane. They're not going to take a boat today. So usually you have the body underneath, and assuming you're on the plane. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a big chiddush. He wants to say, before you go on the plane, you're an onein, you're an oseg b'kfura, so you put them in a mitzvah. When you get on the plane, there's nothing for you to do, the body's underneath, you chayev a mitzvah. You got to do everything, whatever the mitzvahs come up during that time period, davening, making brachas, etc., you have to do. And when you get off the plane, so then you become your osek b'kfura again, and therefore you're exempt. So that's a big chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. In fact, I heard that he pointed out that from the Nishmas Avram, who was very close to him, that when his wife passed away, and he was going home by, he was getting a car ride, a taxi, however he was, they were driving back together, and he told the Nishmas Avram, I'm going to say Kriya Shema when I get home, because there's nothing more for me to do, I'm about to go to sleep, I'm not going to do anything in my sleep, so therefore, I'm not being Osik B'Kfura, and therefore, I'm patur. So Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to learn it very pragmatically. As long as you have an opportunity to be involved in the kfura, then there's an exemption. But if you're not going to be involved, or if not, if you're not, but if you can't be involved, there's nothing to do. So he learns the concept apparently of you could be an onein lechatzon. That half the time you could be an onein, and other times not. However, that seems to be a big chiddush. Rov Achronim seems to go against him. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, among others, among many other Achronim, who say, what are you talking? Ein aninus lechatzon. You can't have a case where I'm an onein half the time. It's a categorical exemption. Once you're an onein mitchila ad sofa, and therefore you would not say Kriya Shema Lamita. If you're on a plane, pashtish, you're an onein on the whole time. And therefore, you do not make, but I guess some suggest anyway in general, someone is the child of an onein because it's an issue to eat without a bracha. So some say if you can, you should listen to someone else's bracha. But either way, pashtus is not like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that you still are pater min ha-mitzvahs, and pater ve'asur, and therefore on a plane as well. And therefore, that seems to be a similar shaila here. Let's say you're an onein on Friday, going into Shabbos, the burial will be Sunday. So what about Mincha on Erev Shabbos? So can one stav in Mincha? So based on this, Rav Shlomo Zalman then, and in fact this is what some say, and in fact I heard someone told me b'shem Rav Mordechai Willig that he called up Rabbi Willig and he asked him, and this is what he told him to do. He should daven mincha a couple minutes before, a little later than he usually davens, which usually, and then you could daven mincha. Apparently working with the Mahalach of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that at that point, 2 minutes before Shabbos, I can't be Osik B'Kfura anymore, and therefore, I should daven mincha. And others disagree and say, so apparently the Emes Yaakov and others, and I heard also Rav Schechter also, says no, not to daven mincha. You're an onein to the end. You could still be thinking about your speech, the eulogy, who you're going to invite. You're going to be thinking about Tzarchei Ameis, and therefore it extends to what it meant. Because I thought that was the pashtus like Rav Schechter, Yaakov Kamenetsky, that even mincha you'd be exempt. However, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's room, so, you know, it's a machlokas aposkim, so yesh almi listmog, you speak to your local posek to decide which route you're going to take. So just to summarize, we talk about the patur of onein patur min ha-mitzvahs. The onein is exempt from mitzvahs, and we pointed out that based on the principle of Yesh Kolak v'yachacham l'akord v'ator v'sheva al-tase, and as the Taz and others point out, it's limited not to something which isn't mafurish b'kra. That's why we have Milan Shabbos. That's why you can't nick shofar completely. So we pointed out, what about Bizman Azeh? That since that really we give everything over to the Chevra Kadisha, so do you become chayev a mitzvah? Because it says one, so the Chachmas Adam thought so, and No Davida says no, it's not true. It's only people who are Osek, they were Osek and now they're finished and they're going back home. But someone who hasn't been Osek, it's still going to be being Osek in other matters, not physically with the mates, but making phone calls, preparing. So that's also part of the exemption of Aninus. And then, and that's the question: is how far do you take it? Is there Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Shakta, others? It's a karakarakol heter. Once you're pater min hamitzvah, you're pater mitzchila atzov. Of course, over Shabbos shachaye, but when Shabbos is over again, then you know that'd be a separate shiur. What is it only in two for Abdullah? But Pashas, he would be exempt from Mincha Erev Shabbos, and once he's Makabel Shabbos, so he could daven Uchol Dodi. And according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, it's not categorically. As long as you have the potential, at least to be Osik B'Kvura, if you're on a plane and you can't do anything, or perhaps a couple of minutes before Shabbos, where there's, you know, nothing more to do, so then you would be chayev in the mitzvah. So that's a discussion among the poskim. How broad does the exemption of Petor mitzvahs, is it categorical? Or there are times within the Aninus period you could be putter, and there are times where you could be chayev.